This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Despite good news for the soybean complex in terms of export demand this week, the markets have not responded with bullish price movement. China has secured at least 7 million tons of U.S. soybeans after multiple purchases during the past 2 weeks. That puts China over halfway towards the 12 million ton purchase agreement the country made with the United States. We will hear more with Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
Matt Bennett is the CEO and co-founder of AgMarket.net, and he says that despite the good news for the soybean complex and exports this week, traders are still cautious because they don't know how aggressive China will continue to be in purchasing U.S. soybeans.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing is, whenever it comes to beans, I believe we just kind of took the shine off of the U.S.-Chinese trade deal. Most people said, hey, it sure looks like if they get the 12 million tons bought, basically what that's going to boil down to is that, you know, the USDA export number might actually be correct. I mean, because clearly we've had a very poor program so far this year. The situation on beans is that you've just got a big issue with Brazilian weather. And so whenever you see such good weather out of Brazil, it's pretty tough to get a bean market to take off and rally. And so, you know, you've got good demand news, no doubt about it, but the world stocks, world carryout, world balance sheet is just, it's pretty burdensome right now, and I think that's what's hanging over the head of the soybean market.
In addition to the good weather for the growing season in Brazil, the country has also expanded growing acres this year once again, says Bennett.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a yearly tradition for them. I mean, you know, these guys have expanded acreage every year the last 20 years, and typically, they run anywhere from 2 to 3% more planted soybean acres in that first crop. And so, you know, essentially what that does is it puts you in a position where, you know, if you have some weather issues here and there, it's not the end of the world because you've got expanded acreage.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.